95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Good evening. Welcome, welcome. It is a lovely Thursday night out there. Thank goodness the rain seems like it's cleared away. And we really appreciate you tuning in. This is a half hour of health talk. I'm Sandy, your lifestyle coach, and we've got Chad Oppel in the house joining us tonight. Back in the house.
Only been a month, I guess, so.
It has been a month.
Yeah, been playing in the mud, so.
It has been a month. Well, tell me what's been going on.
Playing in the mud, getting stuck in the mud, getting pulled out of the mud. But still been working out.
Still working out.
Yeah.
So what's your day look like? Tell me, like, what time are you waking up?
Waking up, it depends on what muscle group has worked.
Okay.
If it's chest or if it's legs, you know, 4:15, get a shower, go to the gym, then head to Madison. You know, being in Madison by, 6:30.
Okay.
So, more energy when you get there, too.
Yeah.
Got to stay determined. That's what we talked about earlier today, too.
Yep, determination. It is, sometimes can be tough, but the thing that's cool about where you are is you've got that momentum going for you.
This time of year, it's getting easier, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it's getting easier for a lot of people because the March, April, May months, spring, everything's blooming.
It yeah.
gets a little bit warmer. You know, those cold January, February months, it's tough.
Yeah.
But if you can just keep it up just like you do, you know, and keep on staying in that fifth gear and cruising, cruise control.
It is, there is something about the cold that, and the layers, right? Because we layer mm-hmm. up a lot more and we want to eat heartier, it seems like, and it just might be human nature, maybe from our older days of, just in our DNA, maybe. But it is. And then when it starts warming up, because I've gotten a lot more calls lately of people that are raising their hand
mm-hmm.
saying, okay, I've been trying it on my own and I'm not where I want to be, or I've been going to the gym and on the treadmill and it's not shifting at all. So I'm ready. And I love those calls. But this is the time of year that people start to think about that.
And you know that the gym is not for everybody. I mean, it bores some people. So mm-hmm. you could take them out to the lake or they could join, I think Sports Fit has a big racquetball.
Uh-huh, deal. Yeah.
That's another way because you're constantly going. You know, that's aerobic. You know, there's other avenues people can do because, yeah, the treadmill can be boring, I admit.
Yeah.
You know, but if you can find a treadmill that's got a TV on it, you can program what you want. I've heard everyone's hooked on The Walking Dead. I'm sure you can channel into that. Next thing you know, you walked an hour and a half.
Yeah, isn't that just kind of strange to seem like you're going to, like, walk to add life to your body, but you're going to fill your head with The Walking Dead?
That's right. And I don't understand it. I've never watched a full show.
Uh-huh.
I may be in the minority, and that's fine, but I've never watched a full show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's so many different avenues, especially since I know it's going to be cold in the mornings over the next week, but it's going to warm up nicely, you know, and we get that spring-like weather. It gets people more in the mood to get out, you know, do different activities. Because
yeah.
it's cold. I mean, or it's tough when it's a high 25 degrees.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's true. It's very true. Well, we want to invite anybody that wants to call in, and one of our topics tonight is determination and how you keep that going for yourself. And our call-in number is 256-737-9505. And we were going to also discuss my test results. I went and got a body composition. But, however, they emailed them, and it was in the wrong format because I couldn't even it opened on an Excel spreadsheet, and all the information just ran straight in two lines. So I've contacted them, and they're supposed to be resending it. So I think it should be like in a PDF format or something.
That could be the problem, or it may be something else.
What?
The results were so good, they didn't fit the proper format.
I doubt it because I know there's absolutely lots of work to do. So, yeah. But it's cool. I'm glad that I went and did it because now I'm gonna know, because my plan and my goal, I mean, getting healthy is for life, for sure. However, for me right now, going to the next level, I am all in. I am so focused for March, and it's in several areas of my life. It's with my eating, it's with how I move my body, it's with how I'm handling my business, waking up in the morning, filling my mind with good things. And really steering from the procrastination, because that's could be a bad habit sometimes, just to avoid things that I don't want to do. So it's catching. I'm really working on being eyes wide open and catching all those triggers that prevent me from taking care of business in all the areas. Last week, Chad, when you weren't here, one of the things we had I had talked about this, because this was really a huge refreshing way for me to think about things. It was one of the support calls that that I get the privilege, and I feel like the honor and privilege of listening to weekly. But this call was from a gentleman. His name is Craig Blanchett, and he is actually the Olympic wheelchair champion for racing. And he's a fellow health coach, but one of the concept that he was talking about, what, you know, we hear all the time how it's 70% to 80% nutrition and 20% to 30% working out. But what he talked about is the difference between mechanics and mindset. And he said the mechanics of what we do. Now, it's kind of like zooming out a little bit from that thinking about the 70 nutrition, 30 exercise, and zooming out and seeing that mechanics is 20% and mindset is 80%. So the mechanics of what we do in relationship to our food and our movement and, you know, practicing the healthy habits, that's 20%, but our mindset of it and how we approach it and how we think about it and talking ourselves into it and out of it, that's 80%. And that's where I think that determination in this talk tonight really comes into play, because that was really powerful for me to hear, because I've been able to think about that in respects to even something as simple as people go to work every day and just going, like, let's just say that your job is to, you're the receptionist and your job's to answer the phone. Well, 20% of that could be the mechanics where you answer the phone. And then the 80% is your mindset. And how are you going to answer that phone? Are you going to be happy that you're doing that? Are you going to be in a good mood, or are you going to be miserable and hate it and wake up in the morning and dread going to work? So when I learned that last week, it was just kind of like almost kind of like explosion in my mind that principle could be given to just about everything in life.
You're exactly right. I mean, entering with the right mindset, it's just like what you did with the body comp and all that. Now you have something to go by. And your mindset was already in the right area anyways. But, you know, if people will get that log, have the right attitude, because you have to have a log. I mean, You could have 190 cholesterol and go, well, so is that good or bad? You have to have something to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, have a log, not just on diet, but on how you did on certain exertion levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you felt that day, why you felt that way. Was it the weather, bad day at work? You know, like you said, identify emotional triggers.
Yeah.
You know, but those mechanics are cutting me off causing the music.
That means it's time for a break. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health here on Live 95, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
I read a blog today from a runner who said he noticed a difference when he smiled and nodded and gave thumbs up to drivers who passed him while he was running. He said the difference was significant. When he expressed a little acknowledgement, he could sense it being sent back. I think it might be time to realize that this observation is true in every circumstance, whether it be relationships, customer service, leadership, or parenting. When we acknowledge and show respect and kindness for others, it comes back. It comes back in a lot of different ways, sometimes in thanks, sometimes in improved behavior, but most of the time in kindness return. It's a wonderful circle that should never be broken. What we have learned is simple. Thoughtfulness given leads to thoughtfulness returned. Kindness shared leads to kindness received. Give it a try. It'll come back to you, and it'll make your world a little kinder. I'm Ed Harrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, welcome back. So, we just want to invite anybody that wants to call in live to the show, 256-737-9505. And because we're super interested, we love to hear how people are moving their lives forward. And if you've found something that helps you be determined in your quest for health, we'd love to hear from you. But Chad's got some information he'd like to share, and it is all about determination. So take it away.
Well, it is about determination, and I, like I said before the break, I know I've done it, you've done it, probably everyone's listening has done it. When you wake up in the morning, visualize that perfect body you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Visualize it. If you're already there, I would recommend to people who are on borderline getting burned out, put a picture of their old self up when they were real big or just out of shape to remind them why they're going to the gym and not getting burned out. But each person visualizes a different body. Some people want that tall, slender look. Some people want that bodybuilder look.
Mm-hmm. But let, which one do you want?
I want to just be, I just want to be healthy, really, you know, and I'll take, I don't want the bodybuilder look. I just want the beach body. That's, you know, okay. That's all I want, beach body. You know, I don't want to be all this, you know, but that's, everyone's different.
Yeah.
But if, you know, someone says, I would love to wake up at the beach, walk out to the beach and turn some heads. I mean, people dream about that kind of thing. And keep that going. Go for it, because there's nothing to stop anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody can do it. Anybody. You know, I've seen people in, you know, like the Olympics, you know, wheelchair Olympics or, you know, special needs people, and what they have accomplished is unbelievable. And I saw a post on Facebook where this dude, huge upper body, he had his legs blown off over in the Persian Gulf War.
Wow.
But he accomplished so much, and the title was, What's Your Excuse?
Yeah.
So I know anyone listening to this radio has visualized that body they want, and they can do it. Because I made a post on Facebook, just because if the New Year's resolution failed,
mm-hmm.
who gives a crap about January 1st? Why not March 2nd? Yeah. Why not start tomorrow?
Yep, yep.
So that's yeah. that's my 2 cents right there. I'll let the pro take it away now.
No, you got a list there. So some of the list is redundant.
What we've already, I mean, having a support group with friends,
mm-hmm.
but be realistic on your goals at first. Like if someone's overweight, you know, don't look and say, well, in 3 weeks, I want that beach body, because you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, do it 1 week at a time and celebrate each goal. You know, if you lose 2 pounds in the week, celebrate, not by eating some Boston cream pie, but celebrate treat yourself to a movie or maybe a pedicure or whatever the case may be, whatever women like to do, you know. Some men, I'm sure, get pedicures. Yeah, I don't. But, you know, set realistic goals and celebrate. And if there's failure, don't be too hard on yourself, because I guarantee you I fail every week. Like, I want 16 reps, well, I only got 14.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it bother you. Just continue on.
Yeah, moving forward. I love that.
But I still think the most important thing of them all that goes along with determination is making a log of everything a doctor does.
Yeah.
You know, if you have your annual physical in 2017, you have another one late 2018, and you'll say, well, I lost your 2017 files, so what's he have to go by?
Yeah.
I mean, that's out of it. You have to keep a really strict law. I mean, I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And I think, too, and this has been a really, for me, this has been tough. But I'm there now. I know more what I want now. But it really, coming up with the, you know, it's easy to say, I want to lose 50 pounds. And one of the things that I've discovered just this week that's helped some people kind of come up with what they want, we're really quick and real easy to sit here and talk about what we don't want or what we don't do. I'll talk to people all the time. They'll be like, well, I don't eat this and I don't eat that. And it's like, that's not the information I'm looking for. I'm looking for, what are you doing? What are you mm-hmm. doing? And then also when it comes to, I don't want to be tired anymore. And I don't want to wear these, you know, these size pants I'm wearing. And so this has been what's really been helpful lately, is you take a blank piece of paper and write all those things that you don't want anymore. I don't want to be breathing hard during the hot summer. I don't want to be feeling cruddy all the time. I don't want, you know, write all those things that you don't want. And then flip that paper over and start to think of the reasons, the opposite reasons of why you do want to get healthy and what you really do want. Because it's what I've found is our mind is so powerful that it will hear what you don't want. And even though you don't want it, it will focus on that. And that's what you will create. Crazy as it sounds, if you focus on, I don't want to gain my weight back. I don't want to gain my weight back. I don't want to gain my weight back. You know what? You're going to gain your weight back. Because when you're focused on, I want to be healthy. I make healthy choices. I want to move. I want to be free. I want to feel good. I want to have energy. When that's what you focus on, that's what you have such a better chance at creating and moving towards than what you don't want.
You know, you're exactly right. The first day I met you at Rumors, you know, I wish everyone listening could have met you that day and compared that you versus you now, and they would become addicted to this, you know, getting healthy and all that. I'm serious, because it's, I mean, you were going good then, you know, but you're, I mean,
well,
very impressed, very impressed. But if people just saw, you know, the body change, but even more important, the mental outlook.
Yeah.
On, you know, because when you wake up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you got that energy. Go, I'm ready to go. You know, I'm ready to do this. Versus, sleep till 11 o'clock. I found out if I stay in bed till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm not worth a crap the rest of the day. And I guess crap's allowed on the radio.
I'm we learned that there's another word that's not, but I think we're okay.
Well, is there a delay where it bleeps it out? Uh-oh.
Nope, there is no delay.
Well, you know.
Crud.
But I mean,
crud.
But yeah, if people, it's almost like if they're fighting resistance, the more they think about the resistance, the stronger it gets.
Yeah, it's so
true. You know?
It's very
true. It's like someone who's trying to quit smoking, I'm going to taper off. I'm only going to smoke 5 today. And if they're constantly thinking about those 5, they're about to get beat. They're
constantly thinking about quitting smoking, instead of, you know, I'm just living life as a non-smoker. There's like a real mental shift in that. But one of the things that you're, you know, just earlier, it's taken time and it's taken a lot of stumbling for me to even to get where I am. But the thing that's really cool is the people that I'm surrounded with. I'm moving faster now because of the people I'm surrounded with and the habits that I have in place. And even though I still have my struggles, they're not the struggles that they once were. It's so cool. And I never in a million years thought that I'd be able to be living like I'm living and feel as good as I feel. And it really truly is. It's not as much. It's so crazy to think this. It's not as much about those 6 inches around like my waist as it has been dealing with these 6 inches between my ears, because that's where the real work has to happen. And it's just awesome. I can't wait now to learn more and be better and get these habits stronger in place so that I could help other people and shine the light for other people just to take that first step, because it's so worth it. Because those little tiny incremental steps, they add up over time.
Well, you know, they've already taken. I know we're short on time, but the listeners, if this is their first time listening, they've already made their first step. They're going, all right, we want some information on how to get started. So they've already taken their first step. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So they just got to reach out, raise their hand.
And the weather coming, you know, from March to July, the weather is in their favor. The holidays are in their favor. You got July 4th, Memorial Day. You can get by with that.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, swim a few laps in the pool. No big deal. It's not like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, and all that where it's cold. Oh, let's eat all this, you know. But they've already taken their first step, and they may not realize it, but they have. They're ready to go.
Awesome.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Ha! So, how about that?
It's great. So, anybody out there, if you're in the Coleman area, come see us Saturday morning at the Red Door Cafe, 8 a.m. And then at 9 a.m., we're starting a Made to Crave workshop following that book and workbook. And I'm hitting it hard. March, we're here, and I'll be going live tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., for my first Rise Up ever with my What's the Risk group. So join us.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for tuning in. You have a fantastic show following us. It's Big D and Danielle and Little D, as she's known, but they've got a huge, fantastic lineup for you, so stay tuned. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station, and we are proud to be a part of it. Thanks, Chad, for joining us.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
Farewell.
Stay warm in the morning, man.
Choose health always.